Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the Big 8 Morning Mess, Am I Wrong? Replay on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Maggie joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
We're good. We're good.
Great.
Yeah. What's going on? Who are you arguing with and what are you arguing about?
Well, it's my boyfriend and I. He's super upset with me, and he started yelling at me in public, which I can't stand, because when we were at this little dive that we love, my ring fell off when I was in the ladies' room. So I was in the stall getting ready to get out, and all of a sudden the ring comes off, and it falls behind the toilet.
Uh-huh.
And I did my best. I tried to look for it. I couldn't really see. And it's just so disgusting and funky in the restroom, you know. And I saw lots of hair and all this stuff there. And I gave up. I couldn't continue to try to find it because at first of all, I couldn't see it. But it's so gross back there too. I couldn't keep stomaching it. So I went back out and I told him, and he was like livid, you know. And I was thinking, this was just a ring that we got when we were on a trip at a little cute boutique.
Right. Was it like, it wasn't like an engagement ring or anything?
No, it wasn't an engagement ring. It was like a $20 or $30 ring, you know.
Oh, okay.
For memory's sake. But I told him I couldn't do it. It's too gross back there. So he starts yelling. And I told him, just, you know, don't even worry about it because it wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, it wasn't that much money. And, he told me that he wanted to go in there and get it. And I was just like, you can't do that. It's not a big deal at all, you know?
He wanted to go in the ladies' room.
Yeah, he wanted to go and get it.
Huh. All right, and you wouldn't let him?
No, he can't go in the ladies' room to get it. It's a $20, $30 ring or something.
But, like, couldn't you just got it and, like, washed it off or something?
No, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I can't. It's just nasty in there. I mean,
all right, what?
What do you think? Do you think I'm wrong?
Well, you know, there's two sides to every story. What is your boyfriend's name?
his name is Daryl.
All right, let's call Daryl and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Daryl.
Yes, this is he. Who is this?
Daryl, hi. It's Mark Kay and Megan. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess on 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi.
Oh, hey. Well, look at that. He's excited. He put his radio voice on. Daryl, we also have Maggie, your girlfriend, on the phone.
Okay.
Like, now it's making sense.
Now it's all coming together.
Yeah.
Yeah, she called us to tell us that she's upset that you got upset with her for leaving her ring in the bathroom. Apparently, it fell underneath the gross toilet and she didn't go get it.
Yeah.
You think she should have got it, obviously.
Oh, yeah. This is absolutely the most diva move I've ever experienced in my life.
The most diva move?
Yes. She refused. This ring that I got her, like, fell, I guess, behind, like, a toilet. We're, like, in this diner. And she refused to get it because she said that it was too dirty and she couldn't reach down and she didn't want to kneel down on the actual ground to try to get it.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, come on. Don't you think that that's kind of ridiculous?
I mean, here's the thing. It doesn't matter what we think.
Well,
I'm sure we'll share our thoughts. All right, so you feel like she should have kneeled on the dirty floor, reached back behind the toilet to get the ring, and just because, you know, just because.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, make an effort. I mean, you know, get some toilet paper, you know, put it on the ground, get a paper towel. I mean, like, you know, it's
do something.
Wait, Did you just call me a diva?
Okay.
Do you know what goes on in the ladies' restroom?
Okay, apparently, okay. Apparently it's horrible.
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second, YouTube. We have some people that want to comment. 340-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Should she have gotten on her hands and knees in the dirty bathroom to get the ring? What do you think? WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Dina.
Hey, Dina, what do you want to say?
Well, I just wanted to say that I would probably go to management and have them go and clean it up, or, you know, get the ring and clean it up.
Oh, go to the manager and say, go get my ring out of the bathroom and clean your bathroom while you're at it.
Yeah, or at least let them see how dirty it is so that they realize, you know, maybe they should keep it cleaner.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, actually.
That is a good idea. If it's as bad as she's saying it was, then they probably should pay attention to it.
I don't know why nobody thought of that until you did. You're very smart. Hey, thanks for calling. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
It's Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, what do you think? Who's right, who's wrong?
I think if it was a $20 bill, would you reach down there and pick it up?
I mean, I would.
Yes.
I definitely would, too. What if it was a gold coin worth $20? Would you reach down and pick it up?
Definitely.
Anything worth $20, I would pick up.
Exactly. So to say that this is just a $20 ring, I mean, come on. Get down there, pick that ring up, wash it off, and be like, I just earned $20 for washing my hands.
That's a good point.
I mean, you could just get a piece of toilet paper and reach down and pick it up, and then go wash it
off. Just be raw and reach down there.
Just be
raw.
Kick it old school.
I mean, now you're pushing it.
Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. It's Amanda.
Hey, Amanda, what'd you want to say?
I agree with him. That's a total diva move. I mean, what if it would have been her phone or you know, something else of sentimental value? She would have definitely picked it up.
Yeah, but a phone is like, I mean, $1,000.
Yeah, but it's still sentimental.
Look, I would definitely, I would dive into the toilet for my phone. I'm just saying.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I actually have.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 340-9595. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin, what do you think?
I think if the bathroom was clean enough for her to go in there and use it, it was clean enough for her to go in there and pick up her ring.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that. I've used some bad bathrooms in a pinch.
Yeah, you have to go bad enough that you don't really. I mean, porta potties. Let's be honest.
Well, but I mean, yeah. You're. I mean, I've never been in the ladies' room. Well, not lately, but I don't
They're
know.
Usually pretty clean,
right?
Yeah, I don't know where she was, but she's making it sound like it was the worst thing to ever exist.
I mean, there are some men's rooms where, I'll be honest with you, I don't like to even walk on the floor with my shoes on.
Yeah, those are gross.
But
I've been in some men's rooms myself.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes the women's line is too long.
I totally understand. Monica, good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Great, Monica. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say, like, first off, it shouldn't matter how much he spent on the ring. It's the fact that he got her a ring. Secondly, what is she doing taking the ring off in the by the toilet?
She didn't take it off. It just fell off her finger.
Yeah, maybe, you know. Who knows? Who knows what was going on? I don't know what was going on.
Maybe it was, like, a little
there.
Big and it just, like, slipped off, you know? That happens.
I mean, I think she should have put some kind of effort, though, into getting it, or at least let him go in there and get it, because... Like, all she cares, oh, it's only $20, $30. Like, not a big deal. I'm just going to leave it there. Like,
no, that's true. That's a good point. And you're right. You should always leave your rings on because you don't want to lose them. When I first got married, I used to take my ring off because it was new and exciting.
Yeah.
And I would spin it like a top on the table. And then my wife got me doing that, and now I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's a bad idea.
340-9595. Hey, Tony from Lake City. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Tony. What do you think?
I think if the bathroom was dirty enough where she didn't want to do it, then the man should go in there and get it. Whether it's a $20 ring or a $1,000 ring, it's those little things that makes us the everyday heroes.
Yeah, except and, if you walk into the ladies' room, I don't think you can be anyone's hero.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I'd have her go in there and make sure no other, you know, lady was present. And,
oh, like clear it out first.
If it was busy enough, then I would where I couldn't go in. Then I would have to have the manager go in probably, but I would do it for my wife.
All right.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. This is Patty from Middleburg. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
What do you think, Patty?
I kind of agree with her a little bit, but also, too, I agree with him. If he took the time to spend money on her for a ring, it don't matter if it's $5, $10. At least she could give the effort. Hey, you know, he spent money on me. Let me try to see if I can get the ring. it's kind of selfish on her part. And he is a great, you know, a right kind of diva mood. Move, you know, come on, really, a ring, the bathroom. What bathroom isn't clean when you go into a restaurant? If you got an issue with it, just get over it and get the damn ring.
Yeah.
It's the point of he spent the money. Quit being selfish. Think about it. What if, you know, it was vice versa the other way around? Would he go get it? Hell yeah. She spent money on him. Well, if it was me, I would have done it.
That is true. Sorry. You know, if he lost a ring that she gave him, and he's like, I just left it in the toilet because it was gross. That's probably true.
Yeah, she would have been like, what the hell?
Yeah, and she probably would have flipped out even worse than what he did. Oh, my God, I can't believe you didn't go get it. You don't love me.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good impression. Hey, thanks so much
of
for calling, Patty. Mark? We appreciate it.
Good impression of who?
You have the girl. Danny, okay. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. What's going on?
You know, a little bit of this and a little of that. What did you want to say, Danny?
I want to say they're both wrong. She's lying, and he's not picking up what she's putting down because she don't like the ring. That's why she won't get that ring. I mean, and she hasn't got the heart to tell him. So, and he's not picking that up.
Yeah, is this just like all a really bad excuse for how she doesn't like the ring?
Exactly.
I'll go in there and get it. No, you can't go in there and get it.
No, it's really bad. It's
there's
really
a woman giving birth in there. You know what it is. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.